The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, welcome, and yes, welcome to your injection of European music here on Forest FM on a Sunday afternoon. I am your host, Kieran Tuttis. I'm back from my French escapades and Swiss escapades too, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3. For Norway 2016, Icebreaker. Sadly, not getting through to the grand final. And to be honest with you, that's one of my favourite Norwegian entries in the past 5 years. I loved it. It's a shame about Agnete and the various issues that she was going through in promoting the Norwegian song. So hopefully she's feeling a lot better now. I haven't heard much about her since the Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, but I do wish her And all of the Norwegians, all the best. I wish them all the best for next year's Eurovision Song Contest. And looks like Melody Grand Prix, the Norwegian selection show, is going to have a few changes this coming year. So we look forward to that, certainly. So yes, I am back. I am back in the hot seat here in Voice FM Towers after coming back after holidays in France and Switzerland. And guys, I've had a wonderful time. Thank you very much for your kind words. And I honestly have had a wonderful time seeking out the 1989 venue for the Eurovision Song Contest in Lausanne, Switzerland, the Place de Bully. Also knocking on the door of the EBU headquarters in Geneva and almost meeting on Ola Sand, which is also very wonderful. If you've missed my videos on all of these type of stuff, guys, then head over to Facebook, facebook.com/ESE Showcase, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook search tab. And also you can go onto Twitter and go to twitter.com/ESE Showcase, or just search for us at ESE Showcase. Be wonderful to hear from you guys. If you've got a dedication or request or anything like that, it would be wonderful to hear from you. Any Eurovision song would be marvelous, or even a song from an artist from a national final or from the Eurovision Song Contest. It's all good and it's all gravy, as they say. Right. Now, earlier this year, we had Zoe represent Austria at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, coming very respectable 13th place with the song Loin d'ici. And Zoe comes from a French family living in Austria, and so she's always forever sung in French, and the Austrians love it, lamp it up, and she's a big star in Austria with her French music. She released another album just after the Eurovision Song Contest called Début, and we're going to hear one of her songs. It's the first song on her album, actually. It's wonderful. It's called Je m'en fous, which in English means I don't care. So this is I Don't Care from Zoe.
Si l'automne avait changé en printemps, tu m'as montré qu'il faut aimer pour se trouver. La liberté n'est qu'une compagne fugitive. Je la laisse aller, je vais tout risquer et tout donner, n'avoir plus peur d'être quitté. J'ai décidé, je m'en fous, je reste debout, même si mon cœur sera déchiré. Mais je m'en fous. Tous mes efforts étaient en vain, une quête pleine de chagrin. J'ai étouffé mon cœur à vide en l'enfermant, et par l'angoisse m'a guidée, asphyxiée, égarée. J'ai étouffé mon cœur timide. Je m'en fous. Dans une douce nuit de mai, je t'ai montré, tu m'as trouvé. Enfin me bercer en confiance, je me laisse aller. Je vais tout risquer et tout donner, n'avoir plus peur d'être quitté. J'ai décidé. Déchirer, personne ne gagne sans le miser. et je m'en fous. One, two, three, four.
Maria and Evolina there with the wonderful Keila Kahar for Estonia, the 96 Eurovision Song Contest. A very, very sweet song back there. Maria must have been maybe 20, 21 at the time. And she was singing along with Evolina, who must have been in his late 50s, I would have said, at the time. And both of them are legends in the Estonian music community, and they are just make a sweet song at the Eurovision Song Contest, and it was really harmonizing to Estonia's second entry into the Eurovision Song Contest. And we head also to Estée Lauer 2016, Estonia's national final selection for this year, and this lady came second behind Yuri Putsman. And it's a great song, really up-to-date and modern too. Lovely Laura with Supersonic.
Life is a book where all the pages tell the stories, many different ways. Who's the writer of your story? Is it nightmare or fairy tale?
you must have to choose. Too much we talk about, just loneliness, anxiety, depression. You know the feel of emptiness, you're broken and broken, can't find the way. Sometimes the pills don't work. We should be
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Invierno calor. Ven, ven,
Annabel Conde there with Vela Conmigo for Spain in the 95 Eurovision Song Contest, coming second. Yes, that came second, ladies and gents. Shocking, I know. No, it's actually a really good live performance as well. Had a bit more push and a bit of oomph live compared to a studio version, at least I think. So anyway, but there we go. Right, it is now time for this. Rob's Random Requests. Yes, this is a part of the show where Rob picks a country out of random, a year out of random, and we find out what song we're going to be playing randomly on this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, Rob is my partner, just for anybody who isn't too sure. We're getting married next year. Woo, very exciting. Anyway, we're heading over to the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest, coming to us from the Brighton Dome and hosted by the lovely Katie Boyle. Now, Israel sang their second entry in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, but we had a debuting country this year, and it was Greece. Yes, Greece debuted in Brighton in 1974, and the singer was called Marinella, and she was already famous in Greece. She sang the song Krasi Thalassa Kai Tigroio Mou, which in English means a little wine, a little sea, and my boyfriend. The song was presented fifth out of a field of 17 entries, and at the close of the voting, the performance had 7 points, placing it in 11th in a field of 17. So it's time for Greece, Greece 1974 for Marinella, Krasi Thalassa Kai Te Kori Mou, a little wine, a little sea, and my boyfriend.
Ρίχνουν χρυσάφι στο δρόμο να βγω να πνιγώ. Όμως μου φτάνει, μου φτάνει, μου φτάνει που έχω εγώ. Λίγο κρασί, λίγο θάλασσα και τα γόρι μου. Λίγο κρασί, λίγο θάλασσα και τα γόρι μου. Πόρτα έχω στο φως κι ο καημός αδερφός. Τα γόρι μου. Λίγο κρασί, λίγο θάλασσα και τα γόρι μου. Ο κόσμος τρέχει ζητώντας αγάπες, τιμές και λεφτά, και το μπουζούκι τη νύχτα, το κλάμα του δεν σταματά. Όμως εμένα, εμένα, εμένα μου είναι αρκετά. Λίγο κρασί, λίγο θάλασσα και τα γόρι μου. Λίγο κρασί, λίγο θάλασσα και τα γόρι μου. Πόρτα έχω στο φως κι ο καημός αδερφός και μου δίνει ο Θεός. Λίγο κρασί, λίγο θάλασσα και τα γόρι μου. 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 Λίγο κρασί, λίγο θάλασσα
that wonderful? If only it was sunny here. Okay, Grease 1974, Rob's random request for this week. Well, I think we all know what's happening very soon. It's the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Now, I know not many people are big Junior Eurovision Song Contest fans, but certainly on the Eurovision Showcase, we like to indulge in it. I mean, not fully. You know, we appreciate it. I know, I mean, at least I certainly do. There's lots of great singers here, some great and it's going to become a great contest, I think, too. So I'm looking forward to it. It will be the 14th annual Junior Eurovision Song Contest this year, and it will take place in the Mediterranean Conference Centre in Valletta, Malta. Yes, and anybody who watches the Maltese National Final will certainly know the Mediterranean Conference Centre very, very well. It'll be the second time that the Junior Eurovision has gone to Malta. First time it being held there in 2014. And Jon Ollesand has been executive supervisor of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest for 2016. 17 countries will participate in the contest, with Montenegro and Slovenia withdrawing from the competition. As well as San Marino. Whilst we have Cyprus returning, Israel also returning, and also Poland. And the first time, the inauguration of the contest's voting procedure will not include a public televote. So the overall results will be determined a combination of professional and young juries. So it's all jolly exciting and certainly a big change upon us. So, to pay homage to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, let's hear the song that came second for Armenia in 2015. This is Mika with Love.
Love, 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 love
Lika with Love, Armenia Junior Eurovision 2015. Well, stay tuned here on the Eurovision Showcase. We've got Live and Kicking coming up, as well as we've got a few more Junior Eurovision songs, as well as something very, very special indeed coming up very soon, which includes the brand new single from Mihai, who represented Romania in 2006. But first, it's time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 30th of October, 2016. Been announced that Ben Camille and Valerie Vella are to host Junior Eurovision 2016 in Valletta, Malta. The authorities in Kiev have approved the allocation of 7.2 million euros towards hosting the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. The city of Kiev, the host city of the 62nd edition of the Eurovision Song Contest, has approved the allocation of 72 million euros towards hosting the Eurovision Song Contest next year. The approved budget will include 1.8 million euros, which will be spent in 2016, with the remaining 5.4 euros being spent in 2017. The money that has been approved a few days ago is on top of the funding already approved by the Ukrainian government. Christina Margarin will be performing the song Parachute for Malta at this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Parachute has been composed by Floret, excuse my pronunciation, Boschjanku, and written by Matt Masareja. Floret Boschjanku composed Albania's Eurovision 2012 entry, which was called Sus. So this is certainly going to be quite an interesting one. You can check out the video of it via the Junior Eurovision's official YouTube channel. Tim and Shur are to represent Israel at Junior Eurovision 2016. UMK 2017, the Finnish national final, will have its participants revealed on November the 23rd. And there are conflicting news stories right across the Eurovision world if Slovakia will return to Eurovision in Ukraine next year. Yeah, it's a very strange time. There's various news outlets which are saying that Slovakia will not be re-entering Eurovision, and well, certainly next year. But some are saying that the NTU, the Ukrainian national broadcaster who are hosting the Eurovision Song Contest, think that Slovakia may return. So there's nothing's been confirmed yet. We won't get the full confirmation list until about mid-December on who's going to be at the Eurovision Song Contest next year. So stay tuned for that. But it looks like we're going to have about 41 to 42 countries at next year's Eurovision Song Contest, which is obviously fantastic for the contest. Still, we haven't had any confirmation about Australia yet, but maybe because they're doing their own Asia-Pacific Song Contest, we don't know if they're still going to do Eurovision or not. But with Australia coming second last year, well, this year, with Dami Im and The Sound of Silence, anything and certainly everything is possible. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttis, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom. East Dorset's favourite station.
Over the Canadian Rockies, where hikers claim to have seen that rarest creature of all. Wait, I see it. A Canadian fan of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest. Available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Daubob from the Netherlands.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM,
and this is my song. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Made of Stars. Enjoy.
From Spain, you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song Say Yay. Hope you like it. See you in Stockholm.
Say yay, yay, yay. Come on and raise your water cry. You are the one who never dies. Erasing it, la 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 la. Go on, sing it, la 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 la. You keep on climbing over hills. Right now, you're far away your dreams. Erasing it, la la la.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Eastus' favourite station. Eastus' favourite station. Forest FM.
In a shadowy world lived a dazzling girl, unaware of the light she'd imprisoned inside. Took a million mistakes to lead her to daybreak, but she made it through. Now I know the truth. Beauty never lies, never hides, never gives a damn. Beauty never lies, no, it cries. Here I am. Finally I can say, yes, I'm different and it's okay. Here I am. Had to shatter the fears, laughing in the mirror, undermining me. Last I see, beauty never lies, never hides, never gives a damn. Beauty never lies, no, it cries. Here I am. Finally I can say, yes, I'm different and it's okay. Here I am. Here I am.
Diana Stajamov there with Beauty Never Lies. Serbia 2015. Do you know, I was there for all the semi-finals. Sadly, wasn't there for the grand final. I couldn't get tickets for the grand final in Vienna, but got to see the semis, and my goodness me, when that went off in the first semi, everybody went crazy. Now, I mean crazy. And they did exactly that in the final again too, and I thought, my goodness me, we're off to Belgrade again. at least I thought that Serbia would come a lot higher in the placings, but it came 10th, so it's not a slap in the face, of course. But Serbia did really well there for their return after a year off, having 2014 off, come back in 2015, a bit closer to home, and they've done really well in Vienna. So yeah. Shame, but never mind. Right, it is now time for another regular segment of the show. It's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the show which we play a live version of a song from the Eurovision Song Contest, Concours Eurovision de la Chanson. And we're going to hear the Czech Republic 2016. This is from the semi-final, so the first semi-final. And it's from the amazing and incredible Gabriela Kuchikova with I Stand. Czech Republic 2016. That should have got in the top five.
A wall. I'm the one who rose and fall. I've played my heart when I played the part, but it got me through the rain. I felt the strain. I've made mistakes with the monsters in my head. But in the end, you're standing there. You're the one who always cares. 'Cause mine to play.
Thank you very much. Ukraine, what's good?
Federica Falzon there with Diamonds for Smolters, Junior Eurovision song for 2014. Now that is a decent song, and who would think that that was a, how old was she? She was about 12 years old, I think, at the time. Incredible, incredible stuff. Right, now the next song we're going to hear is the brand new single from Mihai. Now Mihai represented Romania at 2006 Eurovision Song Contest with Tornero, and sadly not winning the Romanian national final in 2016. Sadly, Romania got taken out of the Eurovision Song Contest this year by poor Ovidiu Anton. But I would hope that TVR would at least give Ovidiu Anton his own national final, and the Romanians can pick a song of his, a collection of four, for example, or six, maybe. I think that would be a really good idea, and justified the fact that Ovidiu couldn't go to Eurovision. So we'll see what happens there anyway. But Mihai had a Paradiso in the Romanian national final. I loved that song, and I was surprised to see that it not get any higher, to be perfectly honest. But Mihai has a brand new song out. He said he wants to represent Moldova in next year's Eurovision Song Contest, so we'll see what happens there. But this is Mihai's brand new song. It's called Iubita Mai Baby, which means Watch Me Baby in Romanian. Enjoy this one.
Mi-am spus că iubirea noastră s-a pierdut. Mă trezesc cu gânduri și fiori.
sărut. Hai să dăm restart și să o luăm de la început, de la început. Uită-mă, baby, redă-mi viața mea. Am săturat iubirea mea să tot ascult. Uză-mă, baby, alegerea mea. Vorbele tale mă dor prea mult.
That's the wonderful Vincent Gross there with Half a Smile. That was third place in the Swiss national final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And I'll tell you what, if that went to Stockholm, that wouldn't have been last. But our final song is from Lulu, UK Eurovision winner from 1969. And this is Boom Bang A Bang.
Come closer and listen. The beat of my heart keeps on missing. I notice it most when we're kissing. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My heart goes boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang when you are near. Boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang loud in my ear. Pounding away, won't you be mine? Boom, bang, a bang, bang all the time. It's such a lovely feeling when I'm in your arms. Don't go away, I wanna stay my whole life through. Boom, bang, a bang, bang close to you. Your smile is so warm and inviting. The thought of your kiss is exciting. So hold me and don't keep me waiting. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My heart goes boom, bang, bang.
Well, that's it for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Tuttett. Now, if you've missed the shows or any previous shows, then please do go to iTunes, Podbean, or any podcast app and search for the Eurovision Showcase. You can find us there, between you on the Tuts Network or the Trending Topics Network. Alternatively, you can listen to us live every Sunday, 5 p.m. here on Forest FM 92.3. And also get in contact with the show. We'd love to hear from you. Tweet us at ESC Showcase and also like our Facebook page. The Eurovision Showcase is what you are looking for. Well, that's it for me, Kieran Tuttett. I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.